Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip. Thursday the 3rd in the morning. I'm a little bit tired, I'm not going to lie. Had people for dinner and then I adopted the Ed Yu approach to trading and stayed up till about half two, 3 o'clock, doing the Brazil and having a look at MLS. Managed to make a few quid, so worth it. Eventful day yesterday. Yesterday was an eventful day. I've got no bets. There's nothing really on today. I've got to tell this story. It does involve the C word, so if you want to switch off now. People often say to me, why don't I... Hang on, Art's calling. Sorry about that, just Art ringing in. Nothing wrong with him. They're sending him home today. I had all this, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be out of touch for a month. I've got to go to a special hospice afterwards. Surgeon's been round. They want to send me home today. I think he's kidney cancer. I think he's had a flipping toenail removed. It's all big, trying to get a month off. Didn't put his holiday forms in. He's trying to get a month off. I don't really know. Well, I'm beyond. I don't know what to say. He's... Yeah, absolute con art. Right, where was I? Oh yeah, two stories. One involves the C word, so switch off now. People often say to me, I'm amazed you don't get away. I've never had a whack. Oh, I have had a whack. The guy with the keys whacked me years ago, but I've never had a whack for opening my mouth. That was the guy with the car keys when I wouldn't give him his car keys and he smacked me one because he was pissed. I forgot about that. No, I was having my friend round for dinner last night. This is the guy who's thrown the late woman's bag off the train and shut the car boot on the Japanese guy's head at the golf course. That guy was coming round with his wife and his child. And his wife's been in Thailand for 6 months with lockdown. She hadn't seen her daughter for 6 months, so she got back Sunday. And she loves my lamb chops, so she'd ordered lamb chops. But he kept saying, she said, oh, come around for dinner, can you do lamb chops in? And he couldn't determine what day, so I didn't order anything from the butcher. I thought I will pop up to, drive up to Blue Water. I need to get some other bits and I can get it there because they always have rack of lamb in the John Lewis Food Hall. So I pulled up where I would normally park when I go up there. I haven't been up there shopping for months and... pulled up where I'd normally park to go in the John Lewis Food Hall. And I'm walking out the car park. You sort of have to go across a zebra crossing. And there's a couple in front of me, younger than me. I'm not sure how much younger. Difficult to make out, which I'll get to in a minute. A couple in front of me, and I'm walking 5-6 steps behind them. And come out the car park, across the zebra crossing, and normally there's a door there that you would just go in. But it's all blocked off, and there's a woman there. And it's now, because of the COVID situation, an exit only. So the woman was really polite. She said, sorry, guys, you can't come in this door. It's an exit now. Need you to follow. And there's some, like, yellow circles on the tarmac that they've put, you know, to keep social distancing. Need you to follow the yellow circles around the corner, and you can go in that door there. The woman of this couple, oh, fucking hell, this is ridiculous. Why can't we just go in that door? This is getting stupid. All that. So instantly, you know what you're like, you're forming your head, don't you? Well, fucking no need for that. Speaking, you know, swearing at the woman. It's not the greatest job in the world the woman's got, you know. Get to work. Hello, Joan. Today you're standing outside the front door just telling people they can't come in. I mean, it's not, nobody wants that job, do they? Nobody signs up for that job thinking this is where I want to be. So I've caught them up now, so we're sort of almost a three as we turn to follow these yellow circles, and I thought, I've got to drop back from these two, fucking nightmare. She's from Essex, she's chavvy voice. Why don't we just fucking, that could sort the north-south divide, couldn't it? Just fucking block up the Blackwall Tunnel, just brick it up. And Suggsy and his mob couldn't come over, just flipping brick it up. Just past the far end, let us get through so we can get on the A13 and whiz down to the home of football, just north of the A13. So just let us get through the tunnel down the A13 to the home of football, block it off there. So absolute chav. She's got the old white tracksuit bottoms on, gold chain on, strappy top, and the tan she's got. I've never seen one person on the planet look good with fake tan. She looked like she'd given herself a going over with the old brown kiwi polish. The youngsters are going, what's he talking about now? Kiwi polish, what's he on? Polish your shoes, kids. That's what we used to have to do. Polish your shoes, make sure you polish the heels, particularly if you had military parents. My old man was in the Scots Guards. In from school, polish your shoes. Wax polish. Get round the heels, checked every night. Fucking nightmare. Don't have any of that now, so yeah. What is he on about? So, following them round, she's fucking effing and blinding. He looks as gormless as fucking anything. So we get round the corner to another door now, and they got a sanitizer station. I've got my face mask, I'm putting it on. Another woman stood at this door now. Morning, could you sanitize your hands, please, and put your face coverings on? I'm not wearing no fucking face covering. There, so now she's having a go at this other woman, who's quite an elderly woman. I'm not, I fucking don't believe a load of old shit. I'm not wearing no face coverings. I just thought, fucking hell, you know what you're doing, you're thinking in your head, and we all do it, don't we? You meet people, you know, your mate brings a bloke in the pub and he starts, and you think, you're in your head, you're thinking he's a bit of a cock. You're probably thinking it now about me, quite a few of you. Fucking hell, who's this fucking idiot? But he, anyway, so now you go through, I've sanitised my hands, I've got my face mask on, and you go through, and there's a little lobby bit, you can go through into the main John Lewis shop, or there's a couple of elevators going down to the food hall. So now, the three of us, and there's only three there, are stood in this little lobby bit waiting for an elevator. And she is continuing on, I don't see why we have to wear a mask, la, la, la. Should be our own choice. I don't see why anyone should tell me we should wear a mask. And I, in my head, I'm thinking, that's because you're a cunt. But I didn't just think it in my head, I said it out loud. And I genuinely didn't mean it to come out. I did, I went, that's because you're a cunt. And I did, honestly, you know when you want to suck words back in, and the bloke has turned around and said, what did you say? And I've now got to make a decision. I thought, I can't, I mean, there's three of us in the lobby. You could not hear me say it. Oh, I can't deny this now. I can't, there. I said, that's because she's a cunt. I said, you've been rude to two women just doing their job that have got no fucking setting the rules. They're just out there doing their job. You've been rude to two of them. You don't have any fucking regard for anybody, and you can fuck off. With that, the elevator came on my side. I just got in. Oh, fucking hell, I'm not going to lie. My heart was racing. But I think he was so stunned that he just didn't do anything. He just stood there gormless. But, yeah, what am I doing? I thought, oh, what am I doing? I text Suggsy straight away. I said, I've just called someone the C word in John Lewis. I put it on our little group. What am I doing? But, yeah, I did. There. And people think I make this shit up. I promise you I don't. I'd be like, if I could make shit like this up, I'd be up there with J.K. Rowling. So, yeah, so then this is brilliant. My mate comes around. They come around. I come home. I did my bits. Bit of football. Got the dinner prepared. Quick tidy of the house. FaceTime Sam. And my mate gets here. And I'm just out in the kitchen cooking. And got a sort of breakfast bar bit there. Sat there. We're chatting away. And I said, I don't have any stories from you. And this is the guy who, I think I just said, he threw the bag off the train, cracked the thing open. I don't know whether I told the story. He got accused of upskirting in a betting shop just when betting shops just opened after lockdown. He's always on his phone, always. He's normally on two phones, permanently talking racing. They dissect every race. And he put his phone down to, he was in Manchester, he put his phone down to tie his shoelace up. And a woman thought he was putting it down to look up women's skirts and called the police. And the police came and dragged him out of Ladbrokes, asked to look at his phone and everything. But I said, I haven't had any stories for a while. So he said, I've got a beauty. This is a cracker. He went to the gym. He's a big lad. This is a guy, I mean, he drinks. I mean, he is trying to cut down a bit, but he drinks 18, 19, 20 pints. He's an absolute big, I mean, you know, a few of the guys have met him, Suggsy and Gary Smith and that, you've met him. Big, big lad, 6 foot odd. And he, but he's been going to the gym, trying to just get a bit fitter. So he's been to the gym last week, and he's one of these, he talks to everybody. Like, I go everywhere, I don't talk to anybody. He's one, he'll be in the changing room. I'm just getting my clothes on out. He's not that I go to a gym, but he's talking to everybody. So he's chatting away to people in the dressing room after he's had his workout and his shower. And a bloke comes out of the shower. My mate did a talking, and the bloke's looking round. And my mate goes, "What's wrong?" He said, "Someone's stolen my pants." He said, "What?" He said, "Someone's stolen my pants." He said, "Don't be stupid. Nobody could have stolen your pants." He said, "They have." He said, "Someone's stolen my pants." He said, "Well, I don't know." He said, "I've been here getting changed. I don't know what's going on." He said, "There's been a couple of people in. Don't know what's been going on." "Well, you know what's coming." That night, he's got home. He's emptied his bag, taken his towel out, a pair of boxer shorts fall on the floor. He's put on this bloke's boxer shorts. He's put this bloke's tight-fitting pants on. Now, my mate is about 20-odd stone. I said, "What was the guy like?" He said, "He's about my size." Now, I'm 5'7" with a 36, 34, 36-inch waist. He's been walking around in this bloke's underpants all day long. And then he realised, he said, "I've seen him since. I just couldn't even look at him. How do you do that? How do you put on somebody who's two or three sizes smaller than you?" He said they were tight fitting on his boxer shorts and walk around all day and not know it. So, yeah, so that was my day yesterday. I thought the FIFA one, I haven't phoned for you. I did phone them this morning. I did phone. I said, "Okay, can you get a couple of games on for the lads?" Didn't get any response. Yeah, that's it. That's what I've got for you today. So I'm going around calling complete strangers the C word, and my mate's going around putting on other people's pants. What a couple of absolute degenerates we are. Right, that's all I've got. I haven't got anything else. There's a little bit of football today. I'll run some numbers. If there's anything, I'll post it. We got a couple of games in China, a couple of games in Brazil. And then tomorrow, let's just have a quick look, but I'm pretty certain there's not much here. I will update all the results for Ultimate, so the databases will be up to date, but there won't be any new fixtures. It is a quiet week. We're going to be quiet for the next couple of weeks. So I will leave you with that. Yeah, that was entertaining. I think the pants one's funnier. I just think my mate walking around with somebody else's... I mean, like when you see those who know the size of him, I just think it's brilliant. I don't even know how you do it. But there you go. I think it's because I know him. I find these things funny. Right, have a lovely Thursday. Enjoy yourselves. And I will be back with you... tomorrow morning for perhaps some more serious information. See old Matt the Cock as well, isn't he? Matt the old health secretary, Matt the Cock. I've just seen it on Twitter. What an absolute car crash of an interview that is. So Tony Abbott's a homophobe and a misogynist. Yeah, but he's also an expert on trade. Oh, well, that's all right then. That's all right then. He is, honestly, how that man. I do wonder, I mean, I mentioned Michael Gove, so I was going a minute ago, wasn't I? Don't care who you are. People keep thinking it's about political persuasion. It genuinely it isn't. I do not know how any human being, and there's people on the Labour side as well, people on the Lib Dem side, people on the SNP side, how you can get up and think, that's the man I'm going to vote for. How can anybody with any sort of brain or conscience vote for Michael Gove or vote for Matt Hancock? I just do not know how dim or stupid or idiotic you've got to be to get up and vote for these people anymore. I couldn't care. And it's, I didn't want the other guy to get in. That's not a fucking reason. These guys are fucking imbecilic liars. They're just ridiculous. He is such a car crash of a person, that Hancock. Matt the Cock. Dreadful. Right, that's it. I am going. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely little Thursday. I'll be back with you tomorrow.